Hi, and welcome to the Go to Grow podcast with your fellow nature lovers at orchardsnearme.com. Every week we share passion for living life outdoors. Whether it's easy mindful exercises or foraging for foods we love, we will share all of our outdoor adventures. We hope that you are inspired to create your own journey along the way. If you like what you hear, feel free to share with friends and family, and don't forget to visit us at orchardsnearme.com. This week, we will take you to our stories by the seaside and do some coastal foraging. Before the rise of agriculture as we know it today, our ancestors were foraging for their daily meals. Many of the vegetables, spices, seaweeds and shellfish we find by the sea today will have been harvested by our ancestors in the past. Historically, people have always chosen to live by the sea as the shorelines offer plenty of nutrients for our diets. From the cliffs and sand dunes to the rock pools when the tides go out, there are food sources everywhere you look. Today, this tradition isn't as popular as we have got used to the age of convenience where our local supermarket offers everything we need for our daily meals. For those of you who haven't tried it, please give it a go or join us on a unique outdoor experience. There are treasures to be found in unexpected places, and it is the ideal way to spend an afternoon by the beach. Our coastal foraging treks take place in Ireland with a clean Atlantic coastline and predictable tides. Let's start with the weather. The weather in Ireland is always a good way to start a conversation. Sunshine, rain, wind and changeable weather patterns make Irish people fascinated by the weather at all times. I should know, I'm Irish. My friends and family could spend hours discussing the forecast for the days ahead. You are never guaranteed to get warm weather when walking by the shore in Ireland. Raindrops come in all shapes and sizes. Tiny drops that sprinkle the ground. Sideways rain that catches you off guard. Warm drizzling rain that soaks you to the bone. But all of these weather conditions combine to make it an extra rewarding experience when you stumble upon some unique culinary treats. From fresh mussels to pools of winkles, you will find everything you need for a warm cup of seafood chowder along the Irish coastline. My first coastal foraging excursion was fruitful. As a child, my mother would buy us some small plastic buckets and short fishing rods to scoop out the seaweed from the giant rock pools along the coast of Clare. Picking was part of every stage of growing up. From child to adolescent, I made the transition from bucket to bag and back again when picking along the shore. My grandfather would take the whole family to a nearby beach and we would eagerly wait until the tide has gone out, revealing the rock pools, seaweed and most importantly the shellfish hiding underneath. The art of picking was simple. Patience was the only real skill required. Myself and my brother would spend hours scanning the shallow pools of water for the biggest winkles, crabs and mussels. Although all of the shellfish that we scoured for were easily identifiable, not all were easy to find. Winkles were the easiest to collect. They tend to roll with the tide, so it was not a matter of searching for them, but more time was spent deciding on which ones to collect. I never took the baby ones. This was my only rule when collecting winkles. Once you have avoided the baby shells, you can enjoy scooping out large handfuls of winkles along the shorelines. When it came to crabs, I was a little nervous to pick them up. Their claws would reach out to pinch you if you were too quick. Sometimes we would just play with them for a while before placing them carefully back where they belonged, laughing as they scrambled off to find their pals. Mussels were always considered the biggest treat. They clung tightly to the edges of rocks, making it more difficult to pull them off. Nothing can beat a pot of fresh mussels cooked in garlic and tomato juices. Give it a try, and believe me, you won't be disappointed. Or why not try your hand at a spot of razor clam hunting while you're by the shore? Simply bring some salt on your journey and seek out the small holes in the beach. Pour in the salt and watch in awe as the razor clams come to life. Let's talk through how we spend an average day by the sea, foraging for some coastal treasures. We rise early to meet the sun. After choosing a meeting point, we take some time to make sure we have all of the utensils we need. Bucket or basket, check. Pair of scissors, check. Seaweed guidebook, check. Hat and gloves, check. We prepare a picnic stuffed with local ingredients to give you a taste of the land. Fresh nettle pesto, brown soda bread, a flask full of tea and some fruits are the basics we need. We are ready to rock in the rock pools by the wild Atlantic Sea. It is always best to go with a guide who has experience identifying the goods. After meeting up with our local guide, we walk towards the sea, taking time to talk to fellow foragers and enjoy the fresh air along the way. We spend some time scouring the seaside to find an ideal place to perch. This can take some time, but we have timed the tides so we know that the rock pools will be visible from the edge. FYI, always check the tides to ensure the tide is out before you get ready for your trip. With our warm cups in hand, we pour a hot cuppa while our guide gives us the lowdown on the items we would collect for the day. Mussels, periwinkles, seaweed and sea beet are a must. Everything else is a welcome bonus. We spend the next few blissful hours scouring the rocks, learning about the sea, picking shellfish and enjoying the sun shining down on us to provide us with some welcome vitamin D. Once we have found our pickings for the day, it is off to our local guide's house to create some tasty wild dishes, where we will use our recently found treasure to whip up some well-deserved dinner. A glass of Guinness in hand and a bowl of seafood chowder in the other, what more could one want? This is our perfect day by the sea. Here are a few coastal foraging tips for your next adventure. Don't let the weather prevent you from getting outdoors. Remember that a little rain never hurt anyone. Leave enough for others. Every day we hear warnings of overfishing, so be mindful of this when you're out foraging by the sea. Make sure to wear suitable clothing. This is key to any foraging adventure. Waterproof shoes come in handy when you're playing in the rock pools. Don't be afraid of seaweed or crabs. The waves may look rough, but the sea is gentle, with many varieties of produce to try. You never know what treasures you will find. Being near the sea, watching the tides, creatures and plant life of the ocean can be a wonderful experience away from the screens and connecting with nature. Enjoy every moment of your coastal foraging trip, and if you need any more information on our fruit and foraging tours, please contact us at orchardsnearme.com. Until next time, happy adventures from Lisa at Orchards Near Me.